Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure.
So how common is BPD?
Well, unfortunately, it is very common. And the figures which are taken out for the actual severe end of the spectrum, which is people that are actually admitted to hospital, suggest that it's somewhere up to 5%, which is already quite a high prevalence. But we think that then when you look at the people who are struggling with the condition but who are not hospitalised, that's a much greater number. And the figures do vary, but, you know, sometimes people have suggested that it could be looking up to 15% of the whole population, which is a very high number.
Wow. And psychiatric disorders often overlap with each other, but what makes borderline personality disorder so distinctive?
Well, this is a really big and complicated condition, and I personally don't like the term borderline personality disorder. I don't agree with the concept of personality disorder. It's quite stigmatizing for a number of people who have it, who say, well, you know, if you're telling me that there's something wrong with the fundamental part of me, i.e. my personality, then I'm pretty stuffed. And that's a terrible message to give anyone. So what we've done in our research is looked at the different symptoms and the different backgrounds that people come to us for the new treatments that we're offering in our in Melbourne. And what we have found is that, first of all, many, many, many people have got trauma in their early life. Now, that's another big word, trauma, but we encapsulate trauma as being difficulties in having good attachment to the primary carers in life, whether that's mum, dad or whoever. So a difficult relationship right from early life can be traumatic, right through to emotional trauma or neglect or abuse, with physical trauma and sexual trauma. So, you know, the term trauma is big. And when we consider all of those, about 80 to 90% of people with diagnosed borderline personality disorder have a trauma background.
And you mentioned...
And what that does...
Sorry.
Is it means... Sorry, Alex. It just means that, you know, we need to be thinking more about how do we help people cope with their early life traumas, and also that early life traumas sometimes lead people to have subsequent more traumas as they go through adolescence, early adulthood, and then onwards. So if we turn the tables a little bit around and start thinking about, hang on, this is somebody who has already been traumatized early in life, had a rough start, but they are a real survivor, you know, well done. Well done for getting to where you've got to, having such a difficult start. And so I think rather than saying it's a personality disorder, which is stigmatizing, we should almost be going the other way and going, wow, you've got strengths. How do we actually get those strengths to be even stronger and then help you through?
And you mentioned that you have conducted a study and you're looking at different types of treatments. How difficult is it for those with this condition to receive treatment in Australia?
Look, it's very, very difficult. And the problem is that, as I mentioned earlier, the high numbers of people with the condition mean that mental health systems are flooded. And also, unfortunately, there isn't an anti-BPD, or as we like to call it, complex trauma disorder medication, for example. There are antidepressants, antipsychotics, but there's no particular form of treatment. The psychotherapies are very good, but how many trained therapists are there for the number of people? And also, how many trained therapists are there in the public health system, whereas there are more in the private health sector? But then, of course, that means the person has to have private health insurance. So we've got problems in terms of meeting the needs here. And also we've got problems because we haven't got the effective treatments yet, which is why a lot more research needs to be done in this area.
And we're running out of time, but I've got time for one quick question. The Liberal government has allocated $503 million to mental health. Do you think that this funding will go towards supporting people with BPD, or do you think it will be overlooked?
Look, I have a wish that it will go to where it's needed. I hope my wish comes true. I think it's a difficult area, and I think sometimes the easier conditions, mental health, that is the general community mental health, is attended to better than people who are really sick. And I hope we can all work together to convince the government to look at this issue.
Well, Professor Kulkarni, thank you so much for joining us this morning and educating us a bit more on this.
Thank you.